You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And I tell you what, a very good morning to each and every one of you as we start a brand new 7-day cycle. Yes, indeed, it is Monday. It is October the 16th. And this is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place in your radio dial. Great to be with you on this Monday morning, the 16th of October. Looking at birthdays, it's one of those days today where we have all the birthdays, a lot of them anyway, seem to be intrinsically linked by a particular theme. And this time it's by book writing or words. For instance, let's start with Noah Webster. He was born in the year 1758, an American lexicographer. There we go. Textbook pioneer, English spelling reformer, and prolific author. Well, his blue-backed speller books taught five generations of children in the United States how to spell and read. Well, in the United States, his name became synonymous with dictionary, especially the modern Merriam-Webster dictionary that was first published back in 1828 as an American dictionary of the English language. I'm glad they defined the two.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I was dreaming of the past, and my heart beating fast. I began to lose control. I began to lose control. I was feeling insecure. You might not love me anymore. I was shivering inside. I was shivering inside. Jealous guy. that you was trying to hide. I was swallowing my pain. I was swallowing my pain.
There goes the Roxy Music bring us in this morning at, seven and a half minutes after the hour of seven. Jealous Guy, Roxy Music, and by the way, it was Jealous Guy, a song written and originally recorded by John Lennon. That was for his second studio album, Imagine, in 1971. It was not released as a single during John Lennon's lifetime. It became an international hit in a version by, well, Roxy Music, that's the one, issued in early 1981. And this version reached number one in the UK and Australia. Top 10 hit in several other European countries as well. Lennon's own version was subsequently issued as a single and charted in the US and in the UK. There you go, Roxy Music and Jealous Guy. It was the only number one record, in actual fact, for Roxy Music. If you're going to do something, you might as well do it in excess. This is in excess. Need you tonight.
Can't think it. know you're one of my kind.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Eternal Flame there, and that has brought us to 14 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And now that you see, before that one was Laura Branigan and Self-Control, I think. No, it wasn't. It was Need You Tonight by NXS. It's early and it's a Monday. It always happens on a Monday, for heaven's sake. Anyway, I'm gradually getting there. Right, I think it's about time then. I got you in the shower. Probably a good idea for me to go and get one at the same time, I think. Wake me up. And what have we got at all? I know. Let's get you in the shower first. One, turn on the water. I came across this. It's by a lady. Her name's Agnes. That's it. Just Agnes. That's all she's known by. And it's called Release Me. I tell you what, it's not bad, is it? Good old Agnes there. And release me. And it's time to get you out of the shower. Come on. That's it. And on your way, make sure you have a good couple of cups of coffee or a couple of espressos this morning. Looking out the studio window, we've got a nice bright morning. We had quite a storm yesterday, didn't we? Hopefully that was storming inland as well, not just here on the waterfront. 19 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, if you're keeping an eye on the time. A couple of quick good mornings. Good morning to Rene over there in Athens in Greece, of course. Ed Versailles, good morning to you, Ed. And both got requests, so we'll get one out the way. Rene over there, because she's always busy, isn't she? It's Rene, yes. Idle hands, my grandmother used to say, idle hands are do the devil's work. But I tell you what, there's no time for that with Renee. She's been doing all of her Halloween things. And she's found an article, which I just sort of dug out as well, which was quite amusing. But yes, she's got this picture of all these nice Halloween things that she's put up, a few decorations over the weekend. They're great, some great pictures. Thank you for those. And also, there's pictures of the fish market as well. It says, maybe the meat and the seafood market we went to in Athens on Saturday inspired me for Halloween. Good grief, I hate to think what the fish and the meat are like. Anyway, let me get to that article because I thought it was rather amusing. And I just checked actually quickly on the internet. I looked quickly at the print and I couldn't find anything in there about it. I don't know when this was published, but anyway. It says here, adult diaper causes bomb scare, reroutes international flight to Florida. It says, an adult diaper thought to be an explosive, well, they can be, rerouted a plane bound for Florida on Friday. Officials ordered a Copa Airlines flight headed from Panama City to Tampa to turn back so that a suspected bomb threat could be investigated after it spent about an hour in the air. The Boeing 737-800 returned back to Panama City's Tocumen International Airport around 11 a.m. local time and brought to an isolated stretch of tarmac. Yes, good idea if you've got an explosive diaper. Now, the 144 passengers aboard had to get off the plane so anti-explosive teams could search the aircraft. But it was an adult diaper wrapped in a black plastic bag in one of the plane's bathrooms that prompted the scare, the National Police of Panama announced on what used to be Twitter, X. We had it on a secure runway where police, special explosives, canine units and special forces examined the object and found it to be an adult diaper, ruling out any risk, said Castro. The flight, which originally took off at 9:36 a.m. before returning to Panama City, then took off just after 2 p.m. and arrived at Tampa just before 7 p.m. I bet they were happy, didn't you? There's nothing worse than a used diaper, I can tell you. There we go. Thanks for that one. I enjoyed that, really. Anyway, getting back to Halloween, you asked if we could play one that's going to get a lot of play over the next couple of weeks. Michael Jackson's Thriller. It's supposed to be the night. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it. You start to freeze as someone looks you right between your eyes. Your very lies.
midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be bound without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Wasn't that funny? I hadn't even told a joke. There we go. Yes, as I say, as we come up to Halloween, going to be hearing a lot of that one. Thriller, of course, from Michael Jackson, going out to Renee and Rick over there in Athens and Greece. We just make our way down to the bottom of the hour, so we're going to have a quick little break, and then, unfortunately, we're going to take a look at some of the international news for this morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Cardigan Groups, la agencia de comunicación, PR y marketing más creativa de Panamá, te invita a la segunda edición de Empowoman.
Iniciativa 100% gratuita que reúne inspiradoras historias y abordará temas como cinta rosada, maternidad, emprendimiento y mucho más.
Acompaña a Daniela Álvarez, Miss Colombia 2011,
junto a reconocidas mujeres como Nicole Ferguson, Astrid Quiroz y Sacha Nikita, este 21 de octubre desde las 10 de la mañana en Multiplaza Plaza del Sol.
Inscríbete en proyectocardigans.com y síguenos en @EmpowomanLatam.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
Las vigas de rodaje colocadas en el viaducto de la línea 3 comienzan a tomar forma y se aprecian en los sectores de San Bernardino, Vista Alegre y Burunga.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023BritishBallTickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@BritishBallPanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Oh,
Listening earlier on this morning, I said we'd played Laura Branigan. There's a nice surprise for you, we haven't, and there it is. Self-control, that's what we need, isn't it? Especially when we need a lot of self-control when we listen to the news. We're 17 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let me say a very good morning to Ed Versailles. Good morning to you, Ed. He says, hello and a very good morning, everyone. Hope you all had the utmost amazing and lovely weekends. So to start the week off, well, on the right foot, I'd like to request, it's a song by Foreigner, of course, and it's Waiting for a Girl Like You. What a brilliant choice, Ed. Thank you for that. And, well, here it is. This is Foreigner and Waiting for a Girl Like You.
I don't know why.
That's for Ed Davis this morning, and Foreigner, Waiting for a Girl Like You. Well, I had a busy little weekend, fun time. Went to an event on Friday, and I'll have to tell you more about that later. But I want to get this in because on Saturday night, the good lady and I, Christina, we went off to the Ancon Charity Fest. Remember us telling you all about that all last week? And what a great evening it was as well. And I met this amazing family and Juan Diego. Good morning to you, Juan Diego. Hope you're listening this morning. I know you said you listen on the way to school, so I don't know if you've got there already yet. I'm out of touch with school. I'm happy to say I never was very good at it. Anyway, it was lovely to meet you and your mum and your dad. And Juan Diego was saying how much he enjoyed the program. He says, you know the thing about the program, he says, because it's you. It's just you. That's how, as you are. Just as you are, it's you. And he said, that's why you're so famous. I thought, oh, that's nice. You can come back anytime. Let me get you on the program, I think, one morning, Juan Diego. You stand in for me. Anyway, it was lovely to meet you, and keep listening. That's important. I'm doing a bit of fun on the radio for you this morning. Two in a row we've got Jelly Bean and Jingo. And then we're going to have Bongo Cha-Cha-Cha. Have fun. Here we go.
With Jerry D.
Thank you.
There we go. We always play serious music on this program. I was reading an article, actually, the other day. I'll see if I can find it. It must be around somewhere because it sort of gave me a chuckle. It's about laughing. If you laugh, apparently, it's so good for you. If you laugh all day, you never die. Anyway, here on The Breakfast Show, I tell you what, here's something to wake you up. As we make our way towards the top of the hour. Yeah, this one will get us almost there.
Everybody ready?
Yep, we're ready. Okay, ready when you are, guys. Here we go, okay. It's Europe. Hold your head up. There we go. Yes, indeed. That is Europe and Hold Your Head Up. Actually, funnily enough, I think I've got another two tracks lined up for this morning called Hold Your Head Up. Of course, one from, I think going back to the 70s, Argent and Hold Your Head Up. And I've got that one. Also, another one looking here. I've got Hold Your Head Up. And that's by Alvin Lee Melthau. And it's says here, featuring, oh yeah, that's a good one. Remember that, Jack Savarotti's featuring him as well. That's a nice top one. Also, we have got, let's see, I'm going to see if I can put it here on the, so I've got it down the bottom here somewhere. Where are you? I'm not going to tell you who it's by, because it's a famous song. Oh yeah, I Will Always Love You. Yes. Because we always associate that, don't we, with Whitney Houston, I think. Anyway, we got a different version. It's all exciting, even I don't know what I'm doing. Which is part of the fun, really. Right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
La línea 3 del metro elevará el tren de vida de miles de panameños que residen en Panamá Oeste. Pronto será una realidad que contribuirá a un desplazamiento rápido y seguro desde y hacia la ciudad capital.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
Cardigan Groups, la agencia de comunicación PR y marketing más creativa de Panamá, te invita a la segunda edición de Empowoman.
Iniciativa 100% gratuita que reúne inspiradoras historias y abordará temas como cinta rosada, maternidad, emprendimiento y mucho más.
Acompaña a Daniela Álvarez, Miss Colombia 2011.
Junto a reconocidas mujeres como Nicole Ferguson, Astrid Quiroz y Sacha Nikita. Este 21 de octubre desde las 10 de la mañana en Multiplaza Plaza del Sol.
Inscríbete en proyectocardigans.com y síguenos en @empowomanlatam.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Ball. It's going to be on Saturday, the 2nd of December, at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English. We'll be right back.
done yet.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Started off those two. There was Noah Gallagher's High Flying Birds and Black Star Dancing. Followed on Michael Bolton, of course, and Time, Love and Tenderness, written by Diane Warren. And, say, of course, recorded by Michael Bolton. Released as a single off of his seventh album. It had the same title as well. That was in 1991. The song reached number 7 on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart, becoming Bolton's fifth top 10 single in the United States. It was also the singer's fourth song to top the Billboard Hot Adult Contemporary Track chart as well. Worldwide, though, the song also reached number 4 in Canada, number 27 in Sweden, got to number 28 in the United Kingdom. If you keep your eye on the time, we're just coming down to 23 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. I think it's time to find Ingrid, don't you? time to find Ingrid.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, I hope you all got a chance to see, besides Friday the 13th, Saturday the 14th, where the eclipse, the ring of fire, got a ring of fire burning down below. Got a ring of fire burning down below. Yes, indeed, that was an amazing, amazing eclipse. I hope you all looked at it properly through the lenses that were protected. Or, as our friends did, look through the welder's glasses, because they had a nice dark filter and we could see through that pretty well. Well, we did some grilling this weekend. We did some work starting to get the Halloween decorations on their way, getting up, had to make a plan and get some things in order so that, cause it's never just put stuff up. You gotta like do a theme. If you don't do a theme for Halloween, what are you doing? You're just decorating blah, blah, blah. And I don't do that. The cook and I like to make a plan. Driving into the city today, so I hope you guys are okay on the highway today. Please be okay. I have so much things to get done. I gotta get my other pair of glasses and, I have a hammer drill that there's a great place that fixes the drills in the city. And boy, every time something goes bad on one of those drills like DeWalt or some of those other big names, take it in there, get it fixed up, and it's working like brand new. And I'm loving that. So I got to get that done as well. Then let's see what else is happening. Oh, this week, the Cook's family is flying into Panama. They'll be coming around here probably on the weekend or the weekend after, and then we'll be touring them around, and oh, goodness sakes, I'll have all kinds of interesting things to share with you. Probably go fishing even. Haven't been fishing in a long time. Well, right now, Chelsea's outside on her leash. She's mad at me because I won't let her chase the kitty cats. And the kitty cats are happy because they're over there eating their breakfast. Yes, they are. So, it's a Monday. It's chilly. It was an amazing weekend. I hope you did get to see the eclipse. If you didn't, I hope you get a chance to see some of the pictures that did come through. It was pretty majestic. All right. I'm wishing you all a good day. Get off the road. I'm on my way, okay? And back to you in the studio.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
There we go, yes. Johnny Cash and Ring of Fire.
Ring of fire.
I suppose a couple of songs I always think would be good for advertising. I mean, for instance, I Can See Clearly Now. That's a great song, isn't it? Yes. By Jimmy Cliff. And that could be perfect, wouldn't it? That would be a perfect advert song for an optician, for an optologist. And, of course, Ring of Fire. Well, I mean, that's That's obvious as well, isn't it? You could be for a company that does an ointment for the discomfort of hemorrhoids or something like that. Anyway, time on the Breakfast Show, 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. I mentioned that when I was sort of looking at birthdays when we opened up the programme this morning, we got Noah Webster, who was born on this day, going back to 1758, of course, Webster's Dictionary. And I mentioned a lot of it to do with literature today. Oscar Wilde was born on this day in the year 1854, of course, English writer and a poet, who became one of London's most popular playwrights in the early 1890s. Now, today he's remembered for his epigrams, plays, and the tragedy of his imprisonment and early death. Among his works are the novel The Picture of Dorian Gray and the plays Salome, Lady Windermere's Fan, and The Importance of Being Earnest, and his last work, The Ballad of Reading Gaol, or Jail, as it's also called, is a long poem commemorating the harsh rhythms of prison life. Also, we've got Eugene O'Neill, who was born in 1888 on this day, American playwright and a Nobel laureate in literature. His plays are among the first to introduce into American drama the techniques of realism. His plays include Long Day's Journey into Night and The Iceman Cometh. So there are a lot of literary ones this morning. Now, I mentioned earlier that we had a couple of tracks with the name Hold Your Head Up. Well, here's the one going back in time from Argent.
Thank you.
Radiohead up from Argent, and that was the English rock band founded back in 1969 by the keyboardist Rod Argent, formerly of the Zombies. They had three UK top 40 singles, Hold Your Head Up, the one we just played, which reached number 5 and spent 12 weeks on the chart. Another one was Tragedy, and got to number 4, and God Gave Rock and Roll to You, number 18. Two of their albums are charted in the UK altogether now, which peaked at number 13 in 1972, and In Deep, which spent 1 week, number 49. That was in 1973. Argent, great band. And, Brian, I tell you what, the list of literary birthdays, literally, goes on. We mentioned Eugene O'Neill, the playwright, but if we come to the year 1903, Cécile de Brunhoff was born on the stage, a French storyteller and the co-creator of the Baba Stories. Now, she told the stories to her son, Matthew, when he was sick. And her husband, Jean de Brunhoff, wrote and illustrated the children's books that became popular quite worldwide. Her son, Laurent, yes, the de Brunhoff, has carried on the family tradition of writing and illustrating Baba books. And it goes on. Kathleen Windsor was born on this day, 1919, American author, best known for the romance novel Forever Amber. There you go. 25 minutes, by the way, before the hour of 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
Sweet melody. Now I'm gone, now I'm gone. feet. Now I'm gone, now I'm gone, now I'm gone. And my mother told me, son, let it be. Sold my soul to the calling. Sold my soul to a sweet melody. Now I'm gone, now I'm gone, now I'm gone. Oh, give me that.
Following on from Have You Ever Seen the Rain from CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival. What puts out fires? Oh, what rain puts out fires? I tell you what. Released on the 29th of September by U2 is this single. It's called Atomic City. Keeping an eye on the time, 19 before 9.
I'm front row in Las Vegas, and there's a big one on tonight.
And there we go. Yes, new single coming out, U2 and Atomic City.
Was that a rehearsal?
No, it wasn't. That's a recorded live. There we go. And great track, Atomic City, U2. Now, an album due to come out, Danse Macabre, is an upcoming 16th studio album from the band Duran Duran. It's set to be released on the 27th of October through BMG and Tape Modern. It's a Halloween-themed album, and the record will include three new tracks, covers, and reimagined versions of older Duran Duran material as well. The band's former guitarist Andy Taylor and Warren Corcoroio appear on the album. It marks their first appearances on a Duran Duran album or LP since 2004 and 2000 respectively. Nile Rodgers and Victoria De Angelis of Maneskin also feature as guest artists as well. That's going to be quite something, isn't it? Something else to look forward to, because on the 20th, in just 4 days' time, of course, we've got the new Rolling Stones album coming out. But one of the tracks off of Danse Macabre is this one. Black Moonlight from Duran Duran.
Music right now on The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
In the summer of 16, was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 31st? It was honey paradise, just a pretty little lie. I'm together. I had my hesitation, but I just can't hate them. You're breaking all the rules down Electric Avenue. Oh, I've never seen too many moves. Hand in hand, cold hearted lady. Never take it easy on the PDA. I don't miss you, it's not that way, but someone better.
Goes the Joy Crooks and When You Were Mine. I think it's about time she brought out something new for us as well. Come on, Joy. When You Were Mine. And that's brought us to 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news, don't forget, we got it for you at 9. Now, I mentioned earlier on the song I Will Always Love You, which has basically become, isn't it, synonymous with Whitney Houston. But how many of you know the real story? I Will Always Love You. It was written and originally recorded back in 1973 by American singer-songwriter and marvellous lady Dolly Parton. And there's a bit of a story to that. She wrote the song in 1973 for her one-time partner and mentor, Porter Wagoner, from whom she was separating professionally after a seven-year partnership. Now, she recorded it at the RCA Studio B in Nashville. That was on June the 12th of 1973. Author Curtis W. Ellison stated that the song speaks about the breakup of a relationship between a man and a woman that does not descend into unremitting domestic turmoil, but instead envisions that parting with respect because of the initiative of the woman. And I tell you a bit of a story there, because Wagoner, he was had a show, a country show on TV, and he invited Dolly Parton to be his guest. And she kept coming back, and, well, she ended up apparently to be a little bit more famous than he was. But anyway, they were all together for that time, and it was, she was saying, it was sort of really quite a tough time to split up, but she wanted to go off on her own.
That's all I am taking with me. that you're kind, and I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of, and I wish you joy and happiness. But above all of this, I wish you love, and I will always love you. I will always love you. I will always love you.
Take no hand out and no fake smiling too. This is more than a bad day, it's battle through. Had someone to lean heavy on, need you more than I should do. But I need you holding on.
Maldo there, together with Jack Savaretti. And that's our third track with the title this morning of Hold Your Head Up. And guess what? If you missed the news at 8, well, just hang around.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
En la carretera Panamericana se desarrollan frentes de trabajo de la línea 3. Por la seguridad de los conductores, recomendamos respetar las señales de tránsito y manejar con precaución para evitar accidentes.
Grupo Nephron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nephron.
So they say, his brother came and they let it slip away. Love, like the autumn sun, should be dying, but it's only just begun. Like the twilight in the road up ahead, they don't see just where we're going. All the secrets in the universe whisper in our ears. All the years come and go, take us up, always up. We may never catch the flame again. We may never catch the flame again. We may never catch the flame again. Say, for the fools and they let them get away. Peace, like the silent dove, should be blind, but it's only just begun. Like Columbus in the olden days, we must gather all our courage. Sail our ships out on the open sea. Cast away our fears, and all the years will come and go. Take us up, always up. We may never pass this way again. We may never pass this way again. We may never.
goblin, I'd stay right there if I were you. I got it harder, you couldn't dream how hard I got it. Stay out of my shoes, if you know what's good for you. The heat is stifling, burning me up from the inside. The sweat is coming through each and every pore.
No, I'd be here no more.
I don't wanna be here no more. I don't wanna be here no
on Nick Kershaw and Wouldn't It Be Good, and before that Seals and Croft and We May Never Pass This Way Again. Good words to that song, worth a listen. Right, I tell you what, one of the things I remember when I was sort of younger was watching my grandma cooking in the kitchen, and funnily enough, because the good lady and I were rummaging through some of my stuff for my mother, we found an old cookbook and its name was in the front, Mrs. Weber, or we used to say. And that was my grandma. So looking through the, but I always remember, I said, oh, you know, one thing I love was potato cakes. I said, oh, tell me, how do you make them? And she would say,
some things are meant to be secret and not to be heard. So if I tell you, just keep it and don't say a word. Yeah, when the doors are all closing, it's bound to get out, cause all these bodies are hoping to get addicted to song.
mind is bound to get out, cause all these bodies are hoping to get addicted to sound. If these walls could talk, I hope they wouldn't say anything, because we've seen way too many things. Cause we fall from grace, we're falling, yeah, we fall from grace. If these walls could talk,
oh, and there we go, 5 seconds of summer. That's what you get over there in England. Well, not now with the changing in the well, the world's weather. If Walls Could Talk was the name of that, as I say, the band 5 seconds of summer. It's the time to say good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning, happy Monday.
It is, yes. So far, so good. Not long to go, we might even make it. How was your weekend?
Very good. Mm-hmm. We were on Saturday. We spent the afternoon at Metro Mall.
Oh, okay.
Because Ian was practicing volleyball.
Mm-hmm. In Metro Mall?
So, no. In his place.
Oh, okay.
So I went to Metro Mall with my parents.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
Over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday, just cleaning, supermarket,
mm-hmm.
watching the car. That's all.
You washed the car?
Of course.
Yourself?
Yes, of course.
You didn't take it somewhere to do it?
No, I don't like that.
No? You like washing your car?
Because I do it better.
Okay. Won't do mine?
No.
Oh. Nice.
Yours is too big.
Okay. So you had a successful weekend. I had a fun weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so we went to Roy Romero.
Mm-hmm.
He said they were going to Salotto Italiano. There was a band playing last night, a bit of jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And that was great fun. Mm-hmm. And really enjoyed that. So, and it's a nice restaurant as well.
Mm.
He's got a picture of a young, angry Yaz. About 100 feet tall.
Yes, is very nice. I
cool,
see the
yeah.
photos.
No, but in the restaurant, they also have a lot of local artists.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of Christina's favourites, she just happened to be sitting underneath one of his pictures, but Solano,
mm-hmm.
I think it is. And it was very, very good evening. Mm-hmm. And that was at Salotto Italiano Bistro.
Mm-hmm.
And that's behind, best way to explain it, is one block behind Ray on Calle 50.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, and the band was absolutely brilliant. Good morning to Jaime and the rest of the guys. Mm-hmm. They did a great job.
Oh, that's good.
And then on Saturday, in the late afternoon, or latest, about 4 o'clock, we went over to the Ancon Charity Fest.
Oh, yeah.
And had a good time. Yeah, had a great time over there.
Mm-hmm.
Met some great people and some good food, a lot of craft beers, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
And, a really good effort, really well put on, so... hopefully giving a little bit of money to charity, to the
mm-hmm.
Shriners.
Mm-hmm.
So, excellent.
That's good.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So that was it, really. The rest was just sort of getting over all the excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Excitement's not always on the top of my list. So there we go. Anyway, you've been rummaging around
mm-hmm.
to see who was born on this day in music.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the first one is Gary Kemp.
Oh, okay.
He was born in 1959, British musician, songwriter and actor from Spandau Ballet.
Mm-hmm.
They became one of the most successful groups to emerge during the New Romantic era and produced a number of international hits during the 80s, including True, Gold and Through the Barricades.
Ah, okay. Through the Barricades, I must check that out because that might have come from Les Miserables.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was gonna say. Anyway, it's True. That True did well.
dreams head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound of my soul. This is the sound. I bought a ticket to the world, but now I've come back again. Why do I find it hard to write the next line? Oh, I want the truth to be
classic that one is. It's a great song, that. I wish it's one of those songs that's got one of those amazing intros that you just never forget, isn't it, really?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it's a...
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly what it is, don't you?
Exactly.
Brilliant. Yeah, brilliant song. Mm-hmm. True, yes. From mm-hmm. Spandau Ballet. Okay, what are you doing today, then?
Today, just work.
Oh, just work.
Must I know, I have an event at night, remember... you are not coming with me to the French tour.
No, I can't. I got a lodge meeting tonight, so I can't. Yep. I can't do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, enjoy.
Thank you.
En français.
I will.
And what do you got for the rest of the week? Is it a busy week for you? Or?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yes, a lot of events this week.
Mm-hmm. I don't got too much. Anyway, who's your second person born on this day in music?
The next one is John Mayer.
Oh, right.
He was born in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
He's a kid.
He's still a baby, as far as I can
say. US singer, songwriter, 2003 Grammy Award winner for Our Body Is So Wonderland. I'm not sure if it's Our Body or Your Body.
Yeah, well, he's your body.
Mm-hmm. And the 2004 US number one single, Daughters.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Of which neither of them did I recognize.
I know, you know the first one. I'm sure you know that.
Well, this one, Your Body's a Wonder.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It's very popular.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Shall we try it then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Your head hit the bed without my hand behind it. You want love, we'll make it. Swim in a deep sea of blankets. Dig on your big plans and break them. This is bound to be a while. Your body is a wonderland. Your body is a wonderland. Is a wonderland. Damn, baby, you frustrate me. I know you're mine, all mine, all mine. But you look so good, it hurts sometimes. Last all seasons and seasons.
Just as well he bought his own people already, wasn't it? But, you know, I don't remember that. But the thing is, when we started it, the beginning...
Sounds like Wilson Phillips.
It definitely sounds like something else, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, as soon as I heard it, I thought, oh, that sounds like a lead into another song. But, anyway, there we go. I don't honestly remember that song at all. Mm. No. But I'll tell you what, the one I do remember by John Mayer is this one.
Okay.
He bought his own people again. Bought his own orchestra this time. There we go, yes, that's the one I remember. Heartbreak Warfare, John Mayer. It's just a nice one, isn't it? So anyway, you're going to have a good day.
Oh, yes.
You're going to be working. I'm going to be working too.
That's good.
Yes. That's Monday. All right, yes, well, enjoy your day. Have a great time.
Thank you.
And,
good morning, everyone.
Yeah, say hi to Ian for us when you see him.
Thank you, Edward.
All right. Mm-hmm. And well, we've got time for a little bit more music, about 10 minutes, yes.
Oh, yes, of course.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Hey, this one, Johnny Bristol, his version of Love Me For A Reason. Mm. You know the song? Love Me For A Reason.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
We'll see.
Okay, we'll see. It's exciting, this program.
You bend and you fold me any way you please. It must be easy for you, the little things that you do. 'Cause whenever you're through, you leave at your ease. And I never know, girl, if I should stay or go, girl, if you're for real or for play. 'Cause you never say. Of love, which is stressed between a woman and a man. So if I'm just a desire, a lust you have acquired, then I must quench the fire and proudly take a stand. I can't continue guessing, because it's only messing up my pride and my mind. Oh, you best be believing it's gonna take a lot more. I'm a little old-fashioned. It takes more than a physical attraction. My initial reaction is, honey, give me love. Got a vaccine.
There we go, that's it. And it finished very quickly, didn't it? Johnny Bristol's version there of Love Me For A Reason. If you're listening to The Breakfast Show, we are on 89.3 Call FM. If you keep your eye on the time, we're just about 11 minutes exactly, in actual fact, away from the top of the hour from 10 o'clock. Right, our next piece of music comes from R. Kelly. Happy people. That's what we are, really. We're happy people.
Ladies and gentlemen, this here's another one for the steppers. DJ Wayne Williams, put the record on. Our favorite crew. We
questions you have passed my test. Happy people.
We like happy people, don't we? We're always happy people here on The Breakfast Show. And guess what? 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, happy people will be back. Yes. Keeping you entertained for 3 hours. I tell you what, just let me remember. Tomorrow, we've got Grammar Dance coming in to chat with us in the second hour. They've got something coming up to tell us all about. So that's going to be on tomorrow's programme, which is always rather good. As for today's programme, let's say a big thank you to our intrepid outdoor reporter, to Ingrid, who making her way into the city. She sort of disappears backwards and forwards, doesn't she? And that's not a sort of particularly quick drive. And so take my hat off to her. So big thanks to Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk. And also to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio doing all our background work. Also for finding us a couple of people that were born on this day in the world of music. True by Spandau Ballet. It was a good track. So Gary Kemp, happy birthday to him. And also big thanks to our co-producer Neil Danby over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom, looking after Mum. As I mentioned to you last week, hoping well, he's going to be here for the new year, so we'll have a chance to have a chat with him in person, won't we? Of course we will. And big thanks to the Boys and Girls Group of God. We'll be taking us over in just a moment. So a big thank you to them. And, of course, to you, our listeners, our advertisers and our sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial. So we'll be back with you 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Just remains me to say, as I always do, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, especially if you're behind the wheel of a car and the white lines, they're coming back on the road. Makes life a bit easier, doesn't it? It's funny how you miss them when they're not there. Just take it easy, whatever it is you're going to be doing. Because, I say, 7 o'clock, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.